Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, SAP's latest SME-focused study, Digital Resilient and Experience Driven, How SMEs Can Prepare for the New Economy, found that in APEC, SMEs were well positioned to adapt to a remote working environment. Almost 80% of them reported they had adjusted remote work arrangements for employees in response to COVID-19, much better compared to their counterparts in Europe and America. In fact, 10% of APEC SMEs reported that the pandemic has no impact on their ability to accommodate remote work and maintain employee productivity. Let's find out more from Klaus Andresen, SVP and Head of General Business, SME, and Emerging Markets Growth for APJ at SAP. Thanks for joining us today, Klaus.
It's a great pleasure.
Pleasure's all ours. So first, talk about the advantages, though, SMEs have over their MNC counterparts. How can they leverage this? It's sounding like they're doing okay, in fact.
Yeah, it's definitely some unprecedented times we are going through, and that impacts as well SMEs. Some of the observations that we have made over the last couple of months, and the survey confirms the same. SMEs, when they're compared to the MNC counterparts, obviously have the benefit they are smaller, and with that comes that they are more agile. Many cases more lean in their decision process, simpler structure, and what is pleasing to see in this part of the world as well, there's a lot of adaptiveness towards changes. I think the part that the survey we did recently with Oxford Economics confirms is as well that whilst we are going through a short-term challenge, the vast majority of the SMEs that we questioned responded that they actually see that in the next 3 years that their revenue and profitability will grow substantially. Ooh. So a positive statement around what the future can bring.
What were some of the other observations, though, on how COVID had impacted SMEs across the region?
It showed as well very clearly there is an immediate need to have more collaboration tools. And we can imagine, obviously, with the situation that most countries have been in with the lockdown, there is a need for tools that can facilitate that. There was also a strong voice coming back, and in the magnitude of almost 68% of the respondents, that there is a need to basically making sure that they have an opportunity to get more insights across the various departments that they have. There's a need for having more insights around the business. With the times we are going through right now, I can imagine it's no longer possible to drop down to the room next door or the floor one level down in order to speak to your colleagues in a different department. Or for that matter, go down to your warehouse and do an inventory count. So that was some of the things that came out very, very clearly. And what we see as a general theme across all SMEs, there is an immediate need to basically shift towards it. IT is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. You cannot scale your business and in some cases cannot even operate your business without the IT enabling. And the second part of it, COVID-19 has definitely offered an opportunity to SME across the region to recalibrate the entire business. May that be a recalibration around how they engage with their customers, how they create a good customer experience, get insights around the changes in demand. Surely there is a lot of changes around recalibration in supply chains. Who are your suppliers? Where do you get your goods from? Who are your customer? Where do you have production site, etc.? We feel that right now it's coming actually very much together. Some of the digital transformation that we have been working with many of our customers across this region, and in our case, 80% of our customers our SME customers, that journey have been accelerated tremendously the last couple of months. We see obviously IT playing a key role to drive that recalibration, which can set SMEs up for future success.
The importance of digitalization of IT is no longer a luxury, you say. That's not new talk, so to speak.
True. I think it's a point well made. Definitely not new, but I think what is pleasing to see right now that the urgency to act on is different. I can give you some example. We have many customers across this region which have gone through some fantastic digital transformation journey. In case of example, Solora, a brand that we're all familiar with, have embarked on a partnership with SAP and basically making sure that they have their end-to-end processes enabled with an SAP platform to give them that insight visibility so they can recalibrate their supply chain where needed. Relevant example we have now with COVID-19, Pasteur Pharma, a a company that is operating within the space of basically providing sanitizer product, right, and pandemic mask. Equally, a company that partner with SAP to make sure that they have the end-to-end visibility around all their processes and making sure that they can really calibrate the supply chain as changes have hit them. So going back to your question, it's not news that IT is relevant for all companies and in particularly SMEs. But I think what we have observed the last couple of months is those who have that digital spine have been able to maneuver through more nimbly and more effectively the challenges that the most SMEs are facing with right now.
Klaus Andresen, SVP and Head of General Business, SME and Emerging Markets Growth for APJ at SAP.
How did it find Singapore SMEs stacking up against their regional counterparts? It's also sounding as though across the other regions, SMEs here seem to feel as though they're better placed to, say, adapt to the remote working conditions, maintain that employee productivity.
Exactly. Speaking specifically about Singapore, I think it's fair to say the challenges that hit us a few months ago are very similar in Singapore as many other places. What came out very clearly in terms of the optimism around what the future will bring is much more bold amongst the SMEs we interviewed and surveyed within Singapore. That comes down to a number of reasons. There's a willingness to change. They are very change adaptive. They are very agile. There is a willingness to make the required recalibrations and invest where needed to set them up for future success. On top of that comes obviously with some of the many supporting grants and investment that we are seeing from the government here in Singapore would obviously help SMEs to set them up for future success.
Are there the current blind spots, Klaus, that SMEs should be wary about? We're trying to look into a crystal ball, you see.
Exactly. And I had actually a conversation with a smaller company the other day. It's a fintech player in Singapore, relatively newly established. They have a product in the market. And he asked me basically the same question. My simple answer is the blind spot is to do nothing. There's very often the risk when you want to embark on any change transformation journey that you get a little bit paralyzed because it can appear overwhelming. And particularly in the environment we live in right now where everything is very dynamic, doing nothing is actually the biggest risk that you can expose yourself to.
What about some might want to sort of wait and see how things may evolve because things seem to be changing so quickly?
Yeah, wait and see can be a good strategy in some specific cases, right? There are some industry where obviously they are being more significant impacted in the short term than others. The standard advice we give to many of the SMEs we engage with in this region is basically make sure you start small, you start somewhere, and make sure that you embark on the journey. And as part of that start small journey is as well, make sure you build towards your long-term need and success. Any IT transformation, I see it very much as instilling a digital spine in your business. And with that come as well, if you start to modify your IT landscape, your digital spine, you need to make sure it caters to what you need today and what you can absorb today. But surely it also needs to serve the purpose for the long term. A little example I can give you, but I think in the scheme of things here, it's a very interesting example. The company in Malaysia, as the pandemic hit, obviously, they, like many others, they sat down and reevaluated how could they bring their products and services to the market. This company is called Perfectera International, and they are basically providing surgical masks. And one of the things they did was they tapped into our procurement platform in SAP, which we have offered for free for SMEs to access this year. And what they access is basically a trading platform where we generate almost $3 trillion a year. And what it helped them with is that they basically got access to the US market and they got some contract for producing surgical masks, outbeat the competition coming from US, UK, China, and so forth. But it's a great example for me how a company quickly readjusts them to the new reality. Start somewhere, but start simple to cater for their need, but also have the long-term needs and eye for that.
What else is needed in a winning strategy for SMEs? How else have other SMEs successfully pivoted during this crisis?
So I think for SMEs to pivot towards future success, in the end of the day, it's about understanding your customers better and understanding in real time what your customer needs. And I think customer experience is something that it becomes front and center in everything we do, and how we have helped SME in this region by offering free access to a procurement platform. Similarly, we have an experience management platform called Qualtrics that we also offered for free to get some sentiment around how are your employees feeling, are they safe, etc. But that platform can be used as well to gain insights around your customers, what they need. So having that insights around where your customers' minds is at, what drives them today and what will drive them tomorrow, becomes incredibly important. Linking that back to the back office and what it requires from your supply chain. How do you need to set yourself up in a very agile way, and you can make sure that in your future supply chain structure, you become more resilient to what you will potentially can be exposed to, so you will not see the various disruption.
So it's sounding like, Klaus, everything needs to be data-driven.
Particularly as we have seen that more recently, things becomes very much data-driven and IT-enabled. And I think that becomes a very strong pillar and a foundation for every business and across basically every industry. In the end of the day, we have the luxury that technology is here. It's available to us. The challenge is for any SME is to find out, obviously, how to start the journey to embark on the technology available. May they be having need to drive artificial intelligence, machine learning as part of their processes, right? They need to lay out a journey how to get to that outcome.
Klaus Andresen, SVP and Head of General Business, SME and Emerging Markets Growth for APJ at SAP. Klaus, thank you so much for your time and stay safe, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.